Lead a Worthy Life. Today's daily devotion from Pastor Greg Laurie.
Our scripture reading today is from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called.
I don't have many childhood memories, but one has stuck with me for quite some time. I was a toddler, and one of my cousins stole my tricycle. With my toddler brain, I reasoned that if I reached my fingers into the spokes and grabbed them, the tricycle would stop. Well, you can guess what happened. The tricycle didn't stop, and it felt as though I'd broken every finger. I screamed and cried for a long time. I certainly don't have memories of when I took my first steps, but I do remember when both of my sons took their first steps. My son Jonathan fell so many times when he was learning to walk, he had a permanent bruise on his forehead. He would fall, the bruise would start to heal, and then he would fall again. He had bruises on top of bruises. Walking spiritually can be like that, especially when we're taking our first steps as new believers. We stumble and fall, we get up, and then we stumble and fall again. It's all part of growing spiritually. The Apostle Paul wrote to the believers in Ephesus about how to walk spiritually. Walking speaks of effort and having direction with a destination in mind. It speaks of steady motion, regularity, consistency, activity, movement, and progress. And in Ephesians 4, Paul said, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. From the original language, the word worthy could be translated to balance the scales. It can be applied to anything that's expected to correspond to something else. Paul was saying there needs to be a balance between our belief and our practice. Our doctrine and belief should affect us in the way that we live.